good morning and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Paul Pretty. I'm the teaching pastor at the Marion campus. Thanks so much for making us a part of your day. I hope your week is off to a great start as well. This past Sunday, we continued on in the Ordinary People series, and we looked at a couple of guys, characters who God had uniquely gifted to basically take the raw materials, in a sense, that Israel contributed to the building of the tabernacle, the tent of meeting. This guy's name, Bezalel, and the other guy here is Oholiab. And so it's probably comical to hear how differently each of us say that this week. But I'm going to go with those pronunciations. Anyway, God really uniquely gifts these guys to take part in being the sort of the key players to take these materials that the people of Israel donate and give of their own will to the building of the tabernacle and to the tent of meeting. And I think it's so cool that in the Old Testament, really what we see is that God uniquely gifted these guys to build the place where God would dwell within. And in a New Testament context, God has uniquely chosen us as people, and he currently dwells within us in the person of the Holy Spirit. It's one of the promises that we're given in scriptures, that we are a temple of God, which is just extraordinary. And so we talked about that on Sunday, but there's something else that I really wanted to get into in the Drivecast today. If you look back in chapter 25, you get sort of the setup to everything that happens over the next 10 or 11 or so chapters. And God lays out this vision for the building of the tabernacle, the tent of meeting. And he gives the reason for these detailed instructions in verse 8 of chapter 25. He says, "And let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell in their midst." What an extraordinary statement. You got to think about this for a second. I think sometimes we get so familiar with the idea that God dwells within us that we become numb to how insane that is, frankly. So, you know, initially God created us to be in his presence. That's what we saw back in the Garden of Eden. In a sense, the Garden of Eden is like a sanctuary. The Garden of Eden is this place where God and man would be in the same presence, that they would be together, and sin unfortunately has separated us from the presence of God, and we've been expelled from the presence of God. And for the first time now in thousands of years, God is saying, "Hey, I want to dwell in your midst." And in the way that God dwelled in our midst in the Old Testament, in humankind's midst, was through the building of the tabernacle. And the way that he dwells in our midst today is through the person of Jesus Christ, who sends the Holy Spirit to dwell within us, which is, again, just extraordinary. But something I really love to see is that when the vision and the mission is clear enough, we're willing to give whatever it takes. You see, what we get into in chapter 35 is after God lays out this incredible building plan for what the structure is going to look like and all these different elements and variables. After God gives all of those details, there's a public offering that's taken up. And what happens in this public offering is everyone, you see this in chapter 35, everyone gives their most valuable possessions, their gold, the silver, the bronze, the different types of fabrics, all of the things that were required to make the tabernacle. And I just loved seeing that when we believe in the mission and the vision, that generosity is our natural response. And when we think about the vision at that time was, hey, make a place where God can dwell in your midst. Well, what's the vision today? Go and make disciples of all nations, so that not only does God dwell in your midst, but God dwells within you. You're united with God at all times, that you become this portable temple of the Holy Spirit of God inside of you. And you get to be a part of bringing people into a relationship with God, that God would use us, ordinary, messed up, broken people. God would love us so much to save us through his son, Jesus. And then he would give us himself in the person of the Spirit. And then he would send us out to be a part of the process of drawing more people to himself. And so we really talked about that when we believe in the mission and vision, generosity is our natural response. And when we're giving to the right things, we don't view it as we're losing. We view it as we're gaining. And I think practically speaking, the way that this works out is we look at every aspect of our lives and we ask the question, well, how can I leverage this for the sake of the building up of the body of Christ? God right now is working around us. God right now is drawing someone to himself. God right now is working in someone's heart. And God could use us and desires to use us as the primary instrument through which and by which he brings those people to himself, obviously according to his will and by the power of the Spirit working in that person and working in and through us. And so we really got into that. And again, we just saw this extraordinary purpose that God set out, that, hey, I want to dwell in your midst. And today God desires for us to be united with him through the blood of Jesus. And so what I want to lay before you today as you go into your day is, you know, how can I have just a clarity of vision and mission for my life? Like, what is God doing in me? What is God doing around me? And how can I be a part of uniting people with God through faith in Jesus Christ? Because that is what we're here for. We're here to, as we say here at LifePoint, to draw life from God and to point others to him. And we do that through the empowerment of his Holy Spirit, which he has given us and which he has really implanted within us through saving faith in Christ. When Christ took the penalty and the punishment for my sin, God gifted me with the Holy Spirit and you with the Holy Spirit to do the things that we cannot do on our own, but that God has set in front of us to do. What an extraordinary life we have to live. And so maybe that's a lot for Tuesday morning, but man, that's what was on my heart this week. And I hope that's encouraging to you to dig into that a little bit more. Maybe even go back and read Exodus, and specifically those chapters 25 through 36. Just really, really good stuff in there. So let's go ahead and pray. And again, thanks for joining us on the Drivecast today. I do hope you'll join us again tomorrow. Father, we do thank you that you have rescued us through your Son. Father, I ask that you would individually for all of us clarify how we are a part of your epic story of redemption that you've been telling for all of time, that you've been drawing people to yourself, ultimately through your Son, Jesus. And would we plug into that? Would we leverage our time, our talents, our treasures? Would we have a unifying and clarifying vision of what it looks like to be a disciple of you, Jesus, and to make disciples of you? We need you to do that by the power of your Holy Spirit. Like the two you used to build your temple, would you work in us to be a part of your saving work? And what a privilege and an honor that is, Father. We praise you for that. We ask that you would do in us what we cannot do on our own by the power of your Spirit and for the glory of your name. And we ask this in Christ's name. Amen.